Let's go to the message this morning. I do have a message. I want you to remember the song he just sang. Remember the song he just sang. This is the month of March. Easter comes early this year. It's the last Sunday of the month. You know, and every year we have March Madness with basketball, NCAA, and I love watching that. But this is real March Madness. What Jesus came and did for you and me, and what happened to him. It's just crazy. So let's look at it. I want to get our heart. I've got a whole month now to do it. I want to get our heart just really grateful to God. That's my goal over the next month. I want to teach you and love you with amazing grace. It's the title of my series, Amazing Grace. The song Amazing Grace was written by John Newton. John Newton became a pastor. I've been to his church there in England. Went right by it. The bus flew right by it. I said, "Whoa, stop!" Because I'd been before. And we went to this church. But John Newton wrote Amazing Grace. Probably, of all songs, the greatest gospel song ever written. Because it hits every one of us where we are. But in that song, he said, "Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound," say it with me, "that saved up." That's who we are. Now, he was worse than most of y'all. That's what John would say. He bought and sold men and women, boys and girls. He was a slave owner. He was a slave trader. He didn't know Christ. He came to Christ. What amazing grace that God would save an awful person like him. Amen. So I want to give you a little talk on that today. Not long. Roger has it ready for us. Amazing grace. Just want to set the table. This is just table time. We're going to get into messages the following weeks. Amen? Here we go. That in the ages to come, he, that's God, might show the exceeding, say it with me, riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. Two verses you should memorize. You should memorize these verses. I don't know the Bible. It's because you don't try. Okay? That's the bottom line. You can do it. These are two verses you should memorize. You should know these verses. It will help guide your life. It'll keep you humble. It'll keep you from thinking, "I'm better than so-and-so." Say them with me out loud. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourself. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. I wonder, where has the church gone? They forget verses like this? We think we can work our way to heaven? We think if we're good enough, we'll go. There's a big giant scale in heaven. If my good stuff's better than my bad stuff, he'll go, "Welcome home." That's not how it is. It's amazing grace that God would love a wretch like me. Y'all hear me or not? Good stuff, man. Amazing grace. Let's learn a little bit about it this morning. Not long. Grace, 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 grace. Say it out loud. It's 100% who? And it's 0% who? Oh, I'm sorry. Now I'm going to have people pointing at me. You know that's not going to go well if you keep doing that. I don't give a hoot. I'm coming down there on you. And you're not air traffic controller. Hang on. Here we go. That's what grace is, 100% God and 0% me. Say that out loud. 100% and 0%. Can you use your finger and point? 100%, 0%. It's funny, then when you see somebody, like the song said, you start to not look down on people. Isn't it amazing? We get away from grace. We get over into works and self-righteousness. And God hates that. He spits it out of his mouth. Grace. Let's learn a little bit about grace. Grace is, say it with me, I want you to get these down and we're going to be done. It's the unearned, rich generosity from God to me. So it's rich, it's generosity, and what's that word after the? Unwhat? Unwhat? If I give enough in the offering plate, if I do that. And you know what? Preachers take advantage of that. This perversion of the gospel, people jump on that and take advantage of that. If you give enough, you'll get it. I don't have to get anything because I got it. Because he gave it to me. You didn't. And I didn't. Pretty amazing, isn't it? Grace. Say it out loud with me. The unmerited favor from God to me. Now, that's what they teach in seminary school. That's what I learned. The unmerited favor of God. It's the unmerited favor. I'm from Rockingham. I don't even know what that means. Unmerited favor. What is that? That is the traditional definition, though. The unmerited favor of from God to who? Is it from me to God? Huh. Because zero plus whatever equals zero, right? I mean, that's the way some of that works. I mean, okay. Keep looking. Keep reading. God acting freely of his own will, say it with me, to love me. That's what grace is. I want you to get run over by the bus of grace this month. That's what I hope. But I've got a Lulu of a message next week. I've already written it. It's coming. At first, it's going to make you mad. But if you listen, I think at the end, you're going to be happy. That's next week. Keep building on grace. Here we go. Grace is, say it with me, God loving me without any obligations or ultimatums to me. See, that's how we do it. I'll love you if you do this and it's over. Well, God never does that. He never put any obligation on you and me. He never gave us any ultimatum. He simply says, I loved you so much, I gave my one and only Son, that whoever believes in him will not perish but have everlasting life. And that's not an ultimatum. Believing is not an ultimatum. That's a choice you have. But you don't earn it. Believing doesn't earn anything. Believing is accepting something. Yes or no, amen. Believing is receiving a gift. It's not you doing jack squat nothing. Amen? Grace. Grace. Grace is, say it with me, God's willingness to rescue me. How many in your life you would say that it aptly defines what God did to you? He rescued you. Can I see some hands? That's a lot of you in this room. We get it. Grace. This is what this month is all about. We call it Passion Month or Passion Week. It's the passion, the compassion that Jesus has for you and me. Passion. Amen? Say it with me. Grace is, instead of condemning me, God chooses to love me. The Bible says we're condemned already, right? Why does he need to jump on the wagon and condemn us? We're condemned already. He loves us. Grace is big, ain't it? Say, it's big, man. No wonder he said, how sweet the sound. Doesn't grace sound good? Grace sounds so good and amazing that it's hard to believe. And some of us were in a church setting or raised a certain way or you were told you were no good. It's hard to even receive grace sometimes. It sounds so good. Too good to be true. So what do? We pervert the scriptures and we lie about what God actually did for us. That's crazy. That's all of the devil. You understand that, don't you? Keep looking. God is holy. Say it with me. grace is God's character, not mine. Well, I'm just a gracious person. Nah, if we cut you down deep, you really ain't. Any good thing you have in you came from God Almighty. We can become grace and learn to be gracious people, but God is gracious to the core because that's who He is. It's His character. God is love. Say it with me. The roots of grace stem from God's love. That's where it comes from. God is love. And God is good. Say that with me. God chose to pardon the sins of sinners even though it would kill His one and only Son. That's a good God. I can't believe God's picking on me. I can't believe God let this happen. I can't believe God let that happen. There's a way out of your whining. There's a way out of your depression and your bad attitude. It's called amazing grace. How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. No wonder when my mama got saved, she went home and poured that stuff down the drain. And she lit up like a candle, baby, and started living for Christ. You mean I can be saved? You mean you love me? You mean I have a chance? You mean I matter? I have value? Yeah, mama. Pretty good stuff. Read it with me. I know we're having class. All obstacles preventing me as a sinner from coming to God, say it with me, have been removed because of His glorious grace. Everything's been moved out of the way and they've been nailed to the cross. There's nothing that should prevent you, and there is nothing that can prevent you except, are you going to receive the gift or not? That God loves you. Me, Pastor, I'm nasty. Good. It's okay. At least you're starting to realize who you really are. That's okay. God loves a nasty person. Yes or no, amen. Now, He wants to help us, wants to change us, transform us, but don't get in the cart before the horse. Grace. Say it with me. God's grace makes it possible for Him to visit me, to pardon me, to adopt me as His very own. So this is powerful stuff, guys. So amazing grace. God and God alone can give grace. And that's what we've been discovering. So grace, grace, grace. It's 100% God. It's how much you? Zero. Amen. How sweet the sound. We're going to finish right here with me reading. I'm just going to read. Ready? Read. I want to read it. You listen. Here we go. Jesus told a parable, a story. He said, a certain man had two sons. The younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of the goods that falls me. And he divided unto him, unto them, his living. And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together. He took his journey into a far country. There he wasted his substance with riotous living. And when he had spent everything, there arose a famine in the land. And he began to be in want. And when he joined himself to a citizen of that country, he sent him into the fields to feed his pigs. Can you say pigs? And he would have fain filled his belly with the husks that the pigs were eating. And no man would give to him. Say that line with me, 17. And when he came to himself, he said, how many hired servants of my father? They got bread enough to eat. And I'm perishing out here with hunger. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to arise. I'm going to go to my father. And I'm going to say, Father, I've sinned against heaven and before you. And I'm no more worthy to be called your son. Make me as one of your hired servants. Have I missed something? Okay, I got it. And he arose and he came to his father. But when he was yet, how far? A great way off. His father saw him. And he had what? And he ran to him. And he fell on his neck. And he what? And the son said, Father, I've sinned against heaven and in your sight. I'm no worthy to be called your son. But the father said to his servants, bring the what? The best robe. Put it on him. And put a what? Ring on his hand. And get him some what? Shoes for his feet. Oh, and bring hither the what? The fatted calf. And kill it. Say it with me. Let us eat. Let us be merry. Keep going. Say it with me. For this my son was dead. He's alive again. He was lost and now he's found. Woo! And they began to be merry. That's one of the greatest stories of grace I've ever seen in my life. That's the story of my life. That's what God did for me. 0% me. I'm the prodigal. I had nothing to plead. I had nothing to offer. I had no excuses. It's all your grace. God saw me. God opened the gate to me. God ran to me. God came and interrupted my life. God smothered me with love. God embraced me. God restored me. God privileged me and calls me his own child. It's called what? Let's thank the Lord for his word this morning. Amen. Come on. Praise the Lord. Amen.